Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
It is the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. We are inching closer to the 100th show. That's coming up pretty soon. But today's question, Lindsay, comes in from Gail. And Gail wanted to know, how do you restart running after a stress fracture of the fibula neck? That's after comrades. And how do you prevent a recurrence?
Okay, so for a start, the actual site of the stress fracture, if you've allowed it to heal properly, that is highly unlikely to fracture again, because your body does remodel the bone, and it lays down more bone than is required. But that doesn't mean that the area surrounding where you had the stress fracture aren't susceptible to future stress fracture. And effectively, the nature of a stress fracture is overload. Okay, so for different people, that means different things. And certainly females are more susceptible to stress fractures. So if you repeatedly get them, then my advice would be to consult with a medical practitioner, a specialist, because then you need to start looking at your bone density and just make sure there aren't any major issues there, particularly with females and hormonal imbalances. But in terms of how do you start and move forward from now, well, you need to build up quite slowly, obviously. So you didn't say exactly how long you were out for, but typically a stress fracture would be at least 12 weeks of no running. Sometimes you can do some aqua jogging, maybe run on an anti-gravity treadmill a bit earlier than that. But, you know, I always tell people, let's start at minimum 12 weeks. And then depending on the docs that we're working with, we may then introduce running. But build up as slowly as you can. Run walking. When I say as slow as you can, as slow as patience will allow you. So over a 12-week period, I would build up from running 10 to 15 minutes at a time, I would build up to running 30 to 40 minutes at a time. So really take your time, take almost as long as you rested to get back to running at a reasonable level. And then from there, you can pick it up a bit quicker, but obviously don't go crazy. Avoid high intensity, because that'll put an exceptional load. And then I strongly recommend that you get into a gym and start doing some strengthening training, and do that through a healthcare professional if possible, because what we really want to do is we want to identify any imbalances that you've got that could be placing additional stress in the lower limb, effectively. Anything that's causing any additional rotational stress in that lower limb, and if we can correct those imbalances, that'll also go a long way to ensuring that you don't get another stress fracture.
Awesome. Gail, thank you so much for that question. And yeah, I hope you're on the mend pretty soon. Lindsay, thank you as well for your time. We'll be back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your questions in. Just head over to the website, askcoachperry.com, right now.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.